Today is Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm doing this a little bit early because I have a recording with Joe Batance for Throwing Down. And so I need to get this done. I need to get it bounced, as Auntie Scott would say. So a little bit of news to talk about. Not much, but I've done a few things in the past few days. So I think we completely covered everything on the weekend. Mark and I, you know, we had a pretty relaxing Sunday. We were working to pick out hotels for Italy. And it's interesting. So yesterday we finished. So we finished yesterday. And we probably way overthought it. And I always make fun of Mark for making spreadsheets, but he and I can never make decisions. And he always wants me to decide everything. And so what I've started doing is creating a spreadsheet, putting all the options on there that we have thought of. So doing research, finding, these are the 5 or 6 hotels that we are interested in for whatever reason. I always want the ones with the pool, with the spa, with the hot tub, like all that kind of stuff, sauna, nice rooms, all, you know, nice views, whatever. And we kind of look at like, what are our criteria? And we probably pay way too much for hotels because, to be honest, when you go on vacation, generally speaking, if you're going to a destination location, you're going to be out and about, like, touring the town, going to restaurants in the town, going to tourist attractions, like, all that kind of stuff. And you're not really going to be staying in the room. Now, it would be wonderful. You know, I think sometime we should just do a vacation where we go to a place maybe we've already been, or even, like, a staycation where we do something close by, but we stay at a really nice hotel that has all the bells and whistles, pool, hot tub, spa, sauna, massages, good restaurants, you know, whatever the case may be. And we just stay in the hotel the whole time, because then you really get your money's worth. And, but anyway, in this case, you know, we're really going to want to spend a lot of time out and about, seeing Venice, seeing Florence, seeing Rome, seeing the Vatican, like all of this kind of stuff. But we list all of our hotels. I did a bunch of research. He did a little bit of research. You know, I narrow it down by number of stars because we want 4 or 5 star, generally speaking. You know, maybe that's just me. But I make fun of Mark because when I first met him, he didn't want to stay at a hotel unless they gave you slippers. That was one of his criteria. And I was always like, oh my God, why are we spending so much money on the hotel? Let's just get a, you know, Holiday Inn or something like that. You know, it's perfectly acceptable. We're just going to be sleeping. And I don't know if he rubbed off on me or I just changed through the years, but now I'm the one going, 3 star. We've got to have at least 4 to 4.5 star. I don't know why that's changed so much. Anyway, my first filter option is like 4 star, 5 star, you know? So, and then what I do is I pick, you know, I look at, do they have a spa? Do they have a pool? Do they have a restaurant on site? What are the views like? What's the price to, like, you know, review sort of ratio? Is it really expensive and the reviews are not as good? Or is it like cheap and really, really rave reviews, you know, stuff like that. And then we look at the pictures, and obviously the pictures that we like the best are going to go on the list. Even though maybe that just means, oh, that's the one that got the best photographer. Because a lot of times you go to a hotel and you're like, oh my God, this looks nothing like the photos. The photos, they had the perfect lighting. They photoshopped it. You know, you go in, the wallpaper's tearing off the wall. There was nothing like that in the photos. But anyway, I make a spreadsheet. Put like our top 4, 5, 6 choices. And then I create a separate tab for each of us to blind score. And I create a formula that adds together our scores, and then we pick the top score. So it means we're not really making a decision at all. We're just putting, okay, we'd be happy with any of these five. Now we're going to score them, and whatever gets the top score wins, and that's the one we go to. And so we did that, and we booked all of them. We compared the price on the actual hotel website to the price on hotels.com. Mark booked a couple. I booked a couple. That is taken care of. So that is taken care of. Now, the next thing for us to do is to actually book train, because we are going to be taking a train when we go from, you know, from place to place. So we arrive in Venice, and we're going to be in Venice for a couple of days and then take a train to Florence. And then we're going to be in Florence for two nights, and then we're going to take a train to Rome, and then we're going to be in Rome for one night, and then we're going to get on the cruise ship, and then when we get back, we're at one more night in Rome. And so we needed hotels, and we have to have, like I said, we have to have proof of all that for Mark. So he's working on, oh my God, the visa process. You have to have a letter from your company proving that you have a job. You have to have a cover letter stating why you're going to Europe. You have to have, or why you're going to Italy. You have to have plane tickets showing that you're going there and a return ticket. You have to have hotel receipts showing that you already have booked a hotel. You have to have, if you're going on a cruise, you have to have proof of the cruise itinerary and that's paid for. You have to have proof of income. So you have to give them bank statements. I mean, and all of this stuff just to go on a vacation. It's ridiculous. You don't have to have that if you're a U.S. citizen. And luckily, Mark should be a U.S. citizen by this time next year. But oh my God, he has to have all this stuff because he's from a third world country. I was looking because someone had mentioned, oh, Europe is going to start requiring visas from U.S. citizens. So I was researching that, and that's not actually correct. They're not going to require visa, but they are going to require that you register. And that's starting in January of 2023. And they say it's an online process. It'll only take maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Once you register, the registration is good for 3 years or until your passport expires, whichever comes first. And so I think it'll be easy. They say you still don't need a visa, but you just have to register. And it's to help prevent terrorism or something. I don't know. But he has to jump through a lot of hoops. So he's in the process of like figuring out all these hoops. He's got to, you know, printing everything out. He's going to have to get notarized copies of some things. And so, yeah, it's a work. I also registered or no, I also not registered. That's the wrong word. I checked in. Yeah, checked in. It seems weird to say checked in when it's still a month away. It's over a month away, but I checked in for the Alaska cruise. Daniel was so worried about this. He wanted to get on the cruise ship as soon as possible. I'm relaxed. I'm laid back. I'm like, whatever, you know, we'll check in whenever we check in. He was, oh, I'm going to, at 12:01, I'm going to go on the site, you know. And I remembered last night that supposedly they were going to open registration today or check in today, but by the time I fell asleep, it still wasn't online. And then when I woke up at like 8 this morning, Daniel had already text messaged me and said, hey, did you register? Did you register? And he did it. He messaged me at like 3:30 in the morning. So this man got up at 4:30 in the morning his time to check in on Royal Caribbean. They got an 11 a.m. check-in, which I guess was the earliest one. I got 11:30. You know, I mean, big deal. He's like, well, we'll just have a dirty banana before you. That's a drink that they serve on the ship, apparently. I don't know. But I am now checked in. And so, you know, it's all good. I've got a time, 11:30. And the other thing I did is I called about my speeding ticket because I wanted to go ahead and pay it, and I was having trouble pulling it up online, and the guy pulled it up right away, and I said, well, is there a way I can pull it up online? He said, well, I use the same system that you would use, so you should be able to pull it up. I tried it pulled right up. So I paid it $150, basically. It's taken care of. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.